are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about mind, M-I-N-D, versus heart, and facts versus intuition. As intuitives, we have some really interesting perspectives. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, audience, I want you to know, Jason is all worked up about this topic. So, mind versus heart, fact versus intuition. Is that really such a big deal, Jason?
Well, in a word, it's politics.
Ah.
You know, politics has me worked up, and I'm trying to find truth. You know, when mind and heart are balanced, what do you get to? You get to a form of truth. And it doesn't mean that there's one truth or that there aren't different perspectives on truth, but this idea, I don't see either too much mind or too much heart maybe, because heart implies too much emotions.
Mm.
And for example, to dismiss science out of hand based on gut is what I would call delusion. As an intuitive, I love using your intuition and using what most people call heart to get information. Say, follow your heart. Who are you going to marry? Follow your heart. You know, what are you going to do for your life? Follow your heart. Well, that's a form of emotion. And as an intuitive, that feels really good to me. However, when you follow that emotion, when it's built up and it's out of control, you get to be delusional. Sometimes you can be subject to things like cults and conspiracies and things that just aren't true. You know, today politics is not about truth, it's about power.
Mm-hmm.
And if you control the beliefs, which is a form of programming, misinformation or conspiracy theories, then that's, I think that's one of the greatest threats to well-being. You know, the biggest issue that I have, of course, is with climate. And I want to say this about climate. This is what we see as intuitives, that yes, we're all connected. That's sort of a cliche, but it's true.
Okay.
And that as you clear your essence from this negative energy that we've talked about before in our discovery series, how your essence is coming in with a lot of negative energy, and that's part of the problems in the world today. But if you start clearing away those negative energies, you just know when someone says we're in a climate crisis, that's true, because it connects with your intuition. It goes through that intuitive channel, and it connects to the information that says, yeah, there's a problem with climate. Just know it.
Okay, I'm going to do a simplistic thing here. And I remember after I, first off, yes, we live in California, yes, and you know, one of the biggest climate aware states. But I remember after I had done the clearing for, I'm going to guess, about a month, I remember having a plastic bottle in my hand and thinking, I'll just go get another one. It doesn't matter. And then halfway to the garbage can, because I don't throw things out on the street. But halfway through to the walk to the garbage can, I realized it does matter. And I was thinking, oh, it doesn't matter if I just get one more. But then I realized as I got to the garbage can to throw this plastic bottle away, I realized that climate control and things about climate. And by the way, I didn't know anything compared to what I know today, but my intuition told me you know what? This has to start with you.
There's, in other words, there's too much plastic in the world. And if I throw this away, what's going to happen?
Right. Well, and it wasn't even, you know, more than 20 years ago.
It wasn't based on a study.
It wasn't. It was my intuition talking to me.
Now, you know, this might surprise some people, but we believe in science.
We do.
And an organized way to accumulate knowledge.
Right.
Now, frankly, I do have differences.
Sure.
And a lot of those differences show themselves in medicine and healing,
mm-hmm.
where we see that traditional medicine based on pure science is very incomplete.
Right.
Because we know that traditional medicine makes, if you look at the physical body, it's very structured. It's very compartmentalized. You know, if you're an internist, you can't deal with someone's emotions. If you're a neuroscientist, that's different than someone who works as a cardiac surgeon or cardiac physician. They're so structured that they lose a lot of information.
Well, and when you say structured, let's clarify that one. They are so stuck in the facts, am I correct, that of what they know.
They're limited by the facts.
There you go. That's what I was looking
for. It's not that the facts are wrong.
Exactly.
But it's a limitation.
Yes.
And, you know, the problem that we have with science is a form. We can see science has a personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like a grumpy old man that's kind of stuck in his ways. You know, there are some, you know, astronomers or people I think, you know, you think of that the intro to a Star Trek, you know, seeing what we haven't ever seen before,
right?
You know, but the truth is that day to day science. And I remember my chemistry, learning chemistry in high school. You know, the periodic table and all those atoms were perfectly framed and had a certain structure, and that's the way it was. And now, you know, they're proving that it's not the way it is.
Right?
You know, those charts are not an accurate representation, but that's the way science doesn't change very easily, and it doesn't adapt to new information that comes through.
Right.
And
because, wait a minute, let me just say this, because scientists don't think they're emotional, but the truth is, oh yes, they are.
That's one of the biggest things, you know, this idea that you can put aside your emotion for objectivity.
Right.
When you put it aside, when you put your emotions, so to speak, in the closet,
mm-hmm.
they're screaming at you through the closet door and kicking the closet door.
Yes.
And you
trying to get your attention.
You act like they don't exist, but they do.
Exactly.
If you're married to a quote unquote scientist or someone who's fact based,
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, most of those people, and we've heard them, we've talked to them over the years,
right.
say, oh my gosh, my spouse, usually a husband, frankly, it's usually male, and science feels very male to us, you know, yes. in terms of the how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That it's, they don't think they have emotions, but everybody around them knows that they do.
Yes.
And they're just hidden in some sort of clever justification of right. those emotions that seem logical but really aren't.
Well, and you know, Jason, go back to the politics versus the emotions today. Can you do that for me for just a moment?
Well, what happens is that when we build up emotions, we're going to talk about this in the next segment,
mm-hmm.
when their emotions build up, they become out of control.
Yeah.
And they...
And by the way, at the most inopportune time.
And they skew or they cover up or they taint, they color our ability to see with our left brain facts and information.
Exactly.
In just a direct, clean way.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that people don't understand is that one of the things that we see as intuitives is life force.
Mm-hmm.
And life force is infinitely variable.
Oh.
It doesn't show up the same way every single time. You know, if you did a scientific experiment, you would always try and isolate this, isolate the thing that you're looking at so you can reproduce your experiment over and over again to determine, to say that it's a fact. That it's a fact.
Right.
But we see that life will be life force will be one way one day, but never that way again, because there's so many infinite variations on the way you see it. If you plant a seed, plant three seeds, identical seeds, right next to each other, all three plants will be different. in subtle ways.
Yes.
And
yes,
they'll grow up in a different way.
Okay.
So, you know, we're designed to have our left brain, which is factual, and our right brain, which is more emotional, work together. It's it's a balance. The study of science typically numbs out your right brain and creates blocks to your intuition because we're trained to look outside of ourselves. That just gets in the way.
Okay.
We're going to talk some more about this in this next segment. Stay tuned because this is really, really important. You know, if you're mad, if you see the politics on the on the TV and you're really angry, this will help you get to a better place that's just more more relaxed. And we're going to help you with that today. And stay tuned for the last segment. We're going to do some clearing so you can get more relaxed and objective about what's happening all around you.
Well, with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Heart and mind always work together and never should be separated.
Okay.
Facts and intuitions work really well together, and one without the other creates problems.
Mm-hmm.
The problems with politics and science is due to the imbalance of heart and mind.
Okay.
And we designed the ecosystem approach in a natural way to create a balance of heart and mind in a way that is consistent with the way we're designed.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about when your intuition or your gut can be trusted and when it can't. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about when your intuition or your gut can be trusted and when it can't. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So For years, I have been hearing that you should trust your gut and follow your heart. Jason, is that true?
No. The statement misunderstands how your gut, heart, or what we call intuition works.
Okay.
Here's the truth of the matter.
Okay.
Intuition is not a source of information. It's a channel.
I need you to back that up and say it again, because, by the way, everyone, this is an amazing understanding and statement about what intuition is all about.
It's not a source of information. It's a channel.
Mm.
And that channel can carry good information, bad information, positive messages, negative messages, ego messages, and messages for your highest good or at the highest level.
Okay.
And so here's the problem.
Okay.
These negative emotions, and when we talk about your essence, we've talked about this for a long time. And if you want some more information about this, go back to our two shows on discovery. It was quite a while ago, but we talked about how we come in with negative energy attached to our essence, our soul.
Okay.
But when we go through our intuition, it goes through our essence to what we call the non-physical dimension. That non-physical dimension is like, take our current internet of information and multiply times 1,000. It has more information. It has all the solutions that we need in the world today isn't through that source. But here's the problem. Just like when you log on to the internet, if you ask someone, well, where did you get that information? Well, I got it on the internet. Does that mean it's right? Does that mean it's accurate?
And how many jokes have been made about this, but this exact thing? Go ahead.
And it's the same thing with your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition is like the most amazing Google or amazing search engine that you could ever have. But you have to be able to, as you download that information, boy, I'm geeking out with
no
computer terms.
Kidding.
Yes. As you download the information, it's up to you to determine its veracity, its relevance,
mm-hmm.
its truthfulness, and its ability to be in line with who you are as opposed to something else,
well,
something more sinister.
You know, it's a little off the subject, but it's really not. I remember being in my science class in seventh grade, and there was the periodic table. First off, I had no idea what it was. And it wasn't until after the clearing, when I first started doing the clearing, I realized that one of the reasons I could not connect with that or even math, I mean, I could do it, but I didn't, there was no real connection. It was just cold to me. And it was because I was the exact opposite of many people. Everybody else was being numb and they could just download that information and do it. But I could not connect with it because it didn't have emotions.
They were numb to their emotions.
Yes.
So it left their left brain more exposed and they were able to use that in a better way.
And my right brain was more exposed. And when I started doing the clearing, what happened was I started to come into balance and even understand things from when I was a kid. I'm talking about factual things from when I was a kid. It was amazing to me.
You know, and intuition is blocked by the buildup of negative emotions.
Right.
And one of the things that people don't really understand is that just like you develop talent and you develop abilities, you can develop your intuition.
Right.
By using the ecosystem approach, which trains you to clear those negative emotions that are attached to your essence. And it's a natural, you don't even have to work on it. It's a natural a byproduct of using the ecosystem approach. But one of the things that develops your intuition, I know this is really true for me. It wasn't about my intuition as a channel that I needed to develop. It was my confidence, which is an emotion.
Right.
So I could trust the information and know and have the discrimination about what's
what the truth was or wasn't.
Exactly.
Well, and you know, I'm telling on Jason here. Jason was trained that to not have any confidence. He was trained to question every single thing that he thought and did.
Doubt and shame.
And he was trained in this. I mean, he was an expert in it. And what we saw as we started using the ecosystem approach together was that all of a sudden this confidence and the ability to see what was right and what was wrong or what was true or what wasn't was truly amazing.
You know, we don't have to work together when we use our intuition, but we often do.
Sure.
And we often do that because Patricia, because she's more emotional. And
I don't know
more,
what he means.
I'm more factual. My left brain is more...
Is stronger.
Stronger. Mm-hmm. Then she's able to get all sorts of information. And then we kind of sift through it and say, oh, well, that's not quite right. It should be this. Or that's, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. This makes sense. And we're really good at it.
Yes.
And I think it's very, very effective. And, you know, we've done that and we're doing it on behalf of ourselves first. But the truth is that you don't have to do that for yourself. Right. All you have to do is start clearing those negative emotions, those out of control emotions, mm-hmm. because they wreak havoc with your intuition.
Yes.
And that's a natural way to start to balance your mind and your heart. And then your facts and intuition will work together to get you to the best possible conclusions. Now, politics today are just so out of control that it's frustrating for me because my head wants to explode when I see people talking about arguments that don't make sense.
Or arguments that don't matter in the situation that they're actually talking about.
They're not applied in the right way.
They're not.
Mischaracterizations. And, you know, when I was in the military, you know, I was in military intelligence. And one of the things that we studied was the misinformation from the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels very much the same. And, you know, that always concerns me. I feel really strongly about that, you know, that the basis for our democracy is based on our ability to be clear-headed,
yes.
and to have a balance of mind and heart, which we don't have right now.
Well, okay.
On either side of the political spectrum.
Okay. And so let's talk about this. You know, our intuition can help us judge character. And so talk about that just a little bit, Jason. This is really important, everyone.
We do this all the time. Yes. You know, there are people that just give us the willies immediately. I got to say it, you know, we usually keep it to ourselves.
Technical term.
Yes.
That's what I was
like,
laughing
like
at.
It's like, ooh, you know. Yeah. And there are people that we see who have some form of celebrity and we think, what the heck are people thinking?
You know? And by the way, he's being really kind right now at the moment because he's still stuck in the political arena. I guarantee you of that. And what he's really trying to say is wake up, everyone, start using the ecosystem approach so you can see for yourself what the truth is and what is not.
We used to be, this is very personal to me, but when we first started doing this, we saw that people judged, your ability,
mm-hmm.
As an intuitive,
right.
more based on factors that had nothing to do with it, like whether you're famous.
Right.
I used to make fun of some famous, you know, clairvoyants, psychics, blah, 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 because they were famous. And we would say to ourselves, really? That person's, you know.
Yes.
And it's not that they didn't have, it's not that it was all bad or they didn't have any good information, but it was not as evolved or high level. The other thing we've seen is that people who, here's one of my big pet peeves, and I just, I'm on my soapbox, so I'm just going to do this, but
okay.
They would channel some sort of ancient master.
Oh,
and yeah. Most of the time, those people don't know who they're talking to.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll agree with you.
They don't know. And as a result, they don't know who they're talking to. They can't judge the veracity. And they just take that information like it's gospel. Like if you call them an ancient master, then they must know everything, right? And
wait a minute. No.
Part of the benefit that we have, and it's incorporated, it's hardwired into the ecosystem approach, is that we live in this world today.
Exactly.
We're not an ancient or trying to regurgitate
right.
the ancient wisdom in a way that makes it relevant for today. We are today, we're mm-hmm. here today, and we go directly and sift through the information and know what's truth and what isn't based on today, the way things are today.
Well, you know, I have a question for you, and I didn't ask the ancient masters for this one, Jason. I want to know this one myself. Do people today believe that impeachment is okay based on fact or feelings?
I guarantee it's feelings.
Okay.
You know, I'm one of those geeky guys. You know, Patricia will tell you that, you know, I've been listening to the hearings, and I started reading the Mueller report. We have a copy of it. You know, I'm looking at the facts, and you know, because I'm kind of a you know, policy geek, that you know, I see what's happening, and it really makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Intuition doesn't just work; it can be blocked or it can be developed.
Okay.
Intuition is a pathway that can carry both good and bad information.
Yes.
Out of control emotions interfere with the ability to get good information from intuition. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to remove those out of control emotions and develop your intuition.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you to develop intuition and balance your mind and heart. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Going to teach you how to develop your intuition and balance your mind and heart. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. What can we all do, Jason, to balance our mind and heart? And then stop all the craziness.
Well, first you start with yourself.
Okay.
And in order to balance your mind and heart, you need to understand the root problem.
Okay.
Here's the root that most people don't understand. Emotions are energies that build up even after you're distracted from those feelings.
Okay.
So if you have a big argument with your spouse in the morning, and then you go to work, have a cup of coffee, get distracted by another topic, and maybe those feelings fade away. They don't
actually go away.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is so contrary to what we know in terms of psychology and other things. You know, scientists, when they look at your feelings, they see pathways in the brain and how things light up and things don't light up. But they don't see them as something like a thing that builds up.
Okay.
And, but it's one of the reasons, there's a lot of evidence about this, because the one of the reasons why, you know, people that, Howard Stern has talked about this lately, how he's been going through analysis.
Right. Right.
You know, and analysis, you go back to your childhood and you go through it and look at it and talk about it in great detail.
Right.
Well, that's because those emotions from his childhood have built up.
Mm-hmm.
I frankly think, because I'm intuitive and I see this and we've been working with it for so long, that a much quicker way is not to go through analysis, a lot cheaper way too, but to use the ecosystem approach.
And by the way, Howard Stern, give me a call. I'd love to work with you. It would be great. But that's not really where I wanted to go with this. You know, Jason's mother lives with us. She's almost 90. And one of the sweetest people you ever want to meet in your lifetime. But one of the things that we've noticed, and it's been a great education for both Jason and myself, is that elderly people are really stuck in their ways, and they're really, and they're supposed to be very, very, what is the word I'm looking for, Jason? They're supposed to have all of this knowledge.
There's beliefs that as you get older, you get wiser. Older and wiser, right? It's a saying.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you, I know that this one is not the truth, just after being with Jason's mother for more than 5 years.
Well, and we've seen it for more than just my mother. But
yes, she's an example.
It's an indication that emotions build up.
Yes.
And then as you get older, you don't get smarter, which you should.
Okay.
But you these old emotions build up, and it makes you crotchety. It makes you stubborn. It makes you...
Well, I'm going to use the word stupid.
Yes.
You know, and I don't like that word very much, everyone. So, but, you know, I have a great story about this. And I happened to be talking to one of my clients a couple of weeks ago, working with them. And this client told me about something that had happened to her parents. And they had been scammed through a phone call. And her father picked up the phone, and the person on the other end said,
"This is your grandson.
This is your grandson." And the grandfather said, "Which one?"
And then he gave the names.
And then he said, "Which one? So and so or so and so." And the person that was on the other end of the phone that was doing the calling said, "Oh, it's the first one." And he said that the first grandson had been in an accident, he was okay, but he had hit a pregnant woman. The baby was fine, but the woman needed some help.
It was a very involved story, yes.
It really was. And the reason that I'm saying this is because the more the story went on, the more the grandfather got upset. And the more the grandfather... became willing, because he was panicking, to pay the money. By the way, it was close to $8,000 to pay the money.
He told him
out of jail.
Yeah, he told him that unless you give me the money, they're going to send me to jail, and I need this money to stay out of jail.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, and so
it's a common scam these days. If you haven't heard that already, you know it's for
heads up.
And elderly people are more susceptible to that because the balance of mind and heart.
Exactly.
You know, and these negative emotions build up so that they're easily manipulated.
Yes.
Or they obscure your intellect with logic. This doesn't make sense. What's wrong with this picture? Blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right.
You know,
because they hit you with pure emotion.
And this is a great example of how our emotions build up.
Yes.
And typically in this world, because of programming, programming is where you say, just do it. Doesn't matter how you feel about it, just do it.
Yes.
But when you do that, you push your emotions down.
Yeah.
And your emotions are designed as a tool. This is the way we were designed, that we get these little emotional hits as we go through our day about what we should do, what we shouldn't do.
Right.
Oh, I want that jelly-filled donut, but another part of me says, oh, but I'm going to feel awful afterwards.
Or
gain 50 pounds
exactly.
after I eat it.
Yes. But, and we've talked about it in past shows about how when we eat that jelly donut, how we're eating negative emotions and then we wear them. But I want to go back to the grandfather for just a moment. It took all day for this grandfather to finally figure out that this was a scam. The grandfather and the grandmother figured it out together. But they were so close to getting in the car, to going down to the bank and giving up money. Here's my point, that had they been using the ecosystem approach, they would have been able to understand within seconds that this was a scam and that and all they had to do was hang up the phone.
And part of our point is that a balance of mind and heart,
yes,
keeps you from this. But in our world today, there's no traditional advice or protocols or ways to get that balance of mind and heart
except
the ecosystem approach.
Okay,
that's why we developed it. It's exactly. You know, it's this idea that emotions build up. They're a thing. They build up and they build up and they build up, and that we have to clear them away, which what we call the clearing,
right?
To reduce them. Now, you know, Patricia and I have been doing this for a long time. You know, 20 years together, and we've seen it in ourselves.
Yeah,
that even though I admit, Patricia's body's getting older.
How rude!
Not mine, Patricia's, but after all these years, but. Our minds, and it's not that we can memorize more facts.
Oh, no.
It's just that our ability to look at a set of facts or data and evaluate it in an appropriate way, and we do this all the time for our clients because they come to us and say, well, what should I do about this situation? And our objective is never to
tell them what to do,
but to just give them a perspective mm-hmm. that they hadn't thought about.
And that happens with the ecosystem approach because we're clearing away stuff.
People say that to us all the time. I never would have thought of it that way.
Yes.
I never would have thought of it that way. Why, exactly. I mean, how'd you come up with this stuff? And to us, it's like, well, duh. You know, but it's because of the balance of heart and mind and because our heart and mind is not balanced because we went to the heart mind shop and got a procedure.
Exactly.
It's because we've been consistently, specifically, and actively
clearing away
that negative energy.
Exactly. And I do want to say one other thing. I want to go back to the surgeon thing for just a moment. Medical science, I'm so grateful to it. So grateful because I'm alive today because of it. But no one told me about the emotional responses that would happen after the heart surgery. It was quite overwhelming, and I'm being
she
mild.
Had a heart valve replacement. We've talked about it on previous shows.
Yes.
And they did get it.
No,
it was invisible to them.
Exactly, and it was devastating. It was to me harder than the heart surgery itself. Well, not to mention the scar that's a 12, inch scar down my chest. So, Jason. So in other words, understand that to do the ecosystem approach is the most important thing we can do. And Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Emotions are energies and build up if you don't consistently remove them.
Mm-hmm.
Most people today are out of control emotions because there's no way to remove them. There's no commonly accepted way to do that.
Exactly.
Standard approaches are programming that teaches people to ignore their emotions, which just make them build up even more.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach is the way to develop intuition and clear the buildup of negative emotions.
Okay. So Jason, since you talk so much today in this segment, could you do me a favor quickly and tell everyone how we actually remove negative energies?
So you don't have to be in a specific posture. You just have to use your mind's eye. And when we say, and to eliminate, gather either up those feelings, the veils and illusions, the barriers, whatever they are, just gather them up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are, if you're driving, use your imagination. Put it into an imaginary trash can and just take a gentle breath.
Exactly.
You don't have to take a big breath. You don't have to breathe really hard. It doesn't help us help move more energy.
Right.
Just a gentle breath.
And then afterwards, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. You've heard us talk about life force energy, the most powerful energy in the world. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to actively call it in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down our body and to the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around and we're going to blow out any negative energy that is left over. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to actually start to remove the emotions that keep you from having a balance of mind and heart. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to start to actually remove the emotions that keep you from having a balance of mind and heart. Jason, are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the problems with politics come from the buildup of negative emotions. So gather up all those veils and illusions. Blow them into that imaginary trash can.
And to eliminate the fears and worries and anxieties that have built up within me and are hurting me now, take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that intuition is a channel for both positive and negative information. Take a breath, gather up those veils and illusions, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the buildup of anger that I have about anything and everything. And by the way, I know he wrote this one specifically for me, but I'll share it with everybody else. Take a nice breath. Now pick up that anger and throw it into the trash can. Good, good, good.
And to eliminate any bitterness or need for revenge that keeps me from having good judgment and a good mind-heart balance.
Nice.
Gather up that bitterness and need for revenge right now. Oh, that's a big one.
and to eliminate the anger and rage I cannot control that affects my mental clarity. Kind of an interesting perspective, don't you think? Take a nice breath, pick up that anger and rage. Blow it out. You don't need it. It's wasted energy.
And to eliminate any neediness, shame, or unworthiness that keeps me from my good judgment. Gather that neediness, shame, and unworthiness up. Blow it into the trash can. Ironically, those negative emotions of neediness and shame, unworthiness, can keep you from good judgment also.
Mm-hmm.
Because you turn the bad stuff on yourself.
Gee, I hate to say I don't know what that means, but I know exactly what that one means. So with that said, and to eliminate the barriers so I can remember that negative emotions build up and need to be cleared on a regular basis. Take a breath. Easy.
And to eliminate the shame and guilt that keeps me from using my intuition in the best way. And then trusting it at the same time. Gather up that shame and guilt.
Here's a big one. And to eliminate any anger, rage, shame, guilt, or fear, or all of it, I have, whether I believe they are out of control or not. Take a breath.
When we say we clear your out of control emotions, I guess that's subjective,
mm-hmm.
you know, and someone say, well, you know, I may be angry, but it's not out of control. Well, you know, I guess that depends on the context.
Yes.
You know,
and the other thing I want to say is that when we clear that anger and rage or however, whatever emotion, remember, we're not only clearing it for today, we're clearing it for tomorrow as well. And that's a big thing.
It's the best thing you can do for your future.
Absolutely.
So here we go. And to eliminate any resistance I have to see my emotions as something that builds up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take a breath. Good one. And to eliminate any fear that I have that I'm doing it all wrong, because that's what Jason and Patricia are saying. When the truth is, that's not what they're saying. They're saying all of us have anger and rage and hate, all these negative emotions. We don't need them. They get in our way. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can see that my emotions are useful to me mm-hmm. when they're not so strong.
Yes.
I can use them for little hunches and nudges in certain directions.
And gain clarity because of it.
Yes.
Take a breath.
When we make decisions, we get these little flashes of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But when our emotions are out of control, it's like, oh, I'm so angry. Or, oh, that person would never love me. Or, you know... You know, and I see this, we see it a lot when choosing spouses or mates or
even,
careers.
I was going to say jobs, yes.
Yeah, job opportunities, exactly. Yes.
Okay, yes. So last one on this list, Jason.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the programming in my life and how toxic it is to me.
Take a breath. Let's activate some life force energy. Because life force energy helps us with the balance of who we are. So go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Blow it out all the way to the tips of your toes. Now blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to know that I can develop my intuition for a better life and have a balance of mind and heart.
Take a breath. Or some would say mind, body, and soul. Absolutely. Take a breath.
It's potato, potato.
Okay. And activate life force. So I can see the benefits of using my essence instead of programming myself. Take a nice breath. Let it come all the way in, that life force all the way in through the top of your head, all the way down your torso and your arms, your legs. Let it go to the tips of your toes, turn it around, and blow out any negative energy that's left over.
And to activate life force so I can see that I have great intuitive ability. I just have to get the clogs out of the system of the negative emotions.
Love it.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and in great health, have fun and laugh and love myself and be able to understand who I am, what it is I don't like about me, and clear the negative emotions around it so I can either change or keep that part of me. Take a nice breath in through the top of your head, all the way down your torso, tips of your toes. Blow it out, any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, next week we have two shows, actually. We have one Monday at our normal time, and then which is, 1 o'clock Pacific time. And then we're filling in for Dr. Pat, for the Dr. Pat show, at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, which is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
The first show on Monday is titled Good Feelings. And this is prep for Christmas, the holiday season. We're going to help you have good feelings or feel good. Mm-hmm. And we're going to dedicate the whole show to showing you clearings and things you can do to help yourself just feel better in the moment and feel better during the holidays.
Well, and I just want to say this. So if anybody goes, oh, that won't be a great show. Oh, au contraire, I should say it that way. the bottom line is that, before I did the ecosystem approach, I struggled to go to a family function. I certainly didn't show up on time. My relatives will tell you about that. Today, I love to go see my relatives, and I have always have such a great time. It is just amazing to me. Because of the ecosystem approach.
And what changed was the energy.
Yes.
And we're going to show you how to change the energy
exactly.
So you can have good feelings.
So you can not think about having to kill your brother that's sitting next to you with the table knife that's on the Christmas table.
Or at least if you do, you'll be able to get away with it.
Okay. And what about the show the next day, Jason?
the next show on Tuesday is something that's, I've been watching TV. And like I said, I've been, I'm watching the politics. It feels like the world's just going to pieces. We know we have a climate crisis, but we're denying that it's ever even a problem.
Right.
And so the title of the show is Change Yourself to Change the World.
Mm.
And it's kind of a cliche,
well,
but we're going to show you in that show how to actually do that, how changing yourself, and we're going to talk about this, will change the world. And we're actually going to take action in that show so that we can start to change you, but also we're going to do some group clearings to start to change the world.
Oh, love that, everyone.
I'm so excited about that because we're going to do that for a number of shows going forward because, frankly, if you've had it, if you've said, this is enough, what's wrong with this this world today, we're gonna bring that into focus.
Okay.
And start to make the change in the show.
I love it.
You gotta listen to this one. This is, if you can't go, listen at 11 a.m. on Christmas Eve, it's recorded. You can go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and listen later. But it's an amazing show and you can't miss this one.
Well, and the other thing is we want the new year for all of you to start on a good foot, on a good note. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.